Welcome to the Lawyers Weekly Show for an in-depth look at the issues facing the legal profession. This is your host, Tom Lodderwijk.
Hello and welcome to the Lawyers Weekly Show. I'm your host, Tom Lodderwijk, and today I'm joined by Nigel Smith, who's what's known as an external in-house lawyer. Thanks for joining us, Nigel.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So to start off, could you tell me a bit about your practice? I mean, it's not a very common thing that you hear about, I guess. So what does an external in-house lawyer do?
Tom, in a nutshell, an external in-house lawyer does pretty much everything that a normal in-house lawyer does. The difference being on a contracted basis rather than an employed basis with the client company.
And you're a sole practitioner, basically. You don't work as part of a group or anything?
I am a sole practitioner, yeah. I'm set up as an incorporated legal practice, like any other law firm or sole practitioner, and I engage with clients on that basis.
Fantastic. So does a client come to you for all their legal matters, or are there particular areas that you specialize in? Do they come to you for maybe one project and then move on?
Typically, I find the client need is more than anything else an extra pair of hands to do the day-to-day in-house legal work that they're performing within the company that they work for. So far, I've only been in practice in this way for a short time, 10 months, and my experience so far has been that for most of the clients that I've worked with, it's been a small legal function of, say, a sole general counsel or a team of maybe just one or two lawyers. And they're busy. They're under the pump. They're busy trying to do more with less, as we often read about. And they're very successful in their roles. They've got great relationships with the people in their businesses, and they've got a lot of work. And for some of them, in a perfect world, they'd love to put on another lawyer, but there are difficulties around that in terms of headcount and so on. So having somebody that they can bring in that understands what it's like to be an in-house lawyer, that has been there at the coalface on the tools doing the same work that they do, I have found that clients have found that to be quite helpful, and that's the type of service, that's the type of function that I perform.
Great. Do you find it hard adjusting to a different company and a different set of processes, or does it fit in quite easily?
That's a really good question. So far I have found, or what's important to me, and I think it's important to the companies that I've worked with and the in-house lawyers that I've worked with, is being able to come up to speed as quickly as possible regarding a bunch of different things. It's important for me to really quickly learn and understand how they work as an in-house legal function, the goals of the company, what it is that they're trying to do and achieve, the day-to-day legal matters that the in-house legal team, the in-house lawyers are performing, and to really get up to speed with that and get on top of that as quickly as possible, so that as an external in-house lawyer, so to speak, you really hit the ground running, and that you can hopefully provide a service that requires as little supervision as possible, but there's a really good degree of trust there and understanding of how they do things day to day.
Fantastic. And is relationship management very important for you with your clients to, I guess, keep them coming back?
Indeed, I think it's everything. I have found, or again, my experience so far has been that relationship with the clients is very important. Certainly, I guess like any lawyer-client relationship, that element of trust between the lawyer and the client, and certainly, I think that's as equally important in this type of relationship. The companies that I've worked with, the in-house lawyers that I've worked with, have a terrific in-house lawyers. You can see that they've got great relationships with the people in their business, and that they've built that up over a long period of time. And they're very passionate as well about the companies that they work with. And the idea of bringing somebody in externally into that environment, I think they're probably a little bit cautious about that. It's important to them that whoever comes in to work with them within that legal function is going to continue to nurture those relationships and reflect positively on the broader legal function.
Definitely. And we keep hearing that in-house counsel are under so much pressure to cut their costs, and especially with external legal spending. Has that made it a difficult time for you to get started with this this sole practice?
If anything, that has been a positive from my point of view. The practice that I have set up, I don't have a normal bricks and mortar office. My office is my laptop, and technology enables me to do that. I think it's an awesome time to be able to do that. And that allows me to, certainly my model is one where I do everything I can to keep operating costs as low as possible. And the benefit of that to the client is that I can provide them services for a fee that provides them with the great value.
And you've also got some experience in-house at a few large companies and also in private practice. So could you tell us a bit about your work previously?
Yeah, my background as a lawyer, I started off in private practice and spent quite a number of years across a couple of different mid-tier, I guess you would say, law firms. Very much a general corporate commercial background, doing a variety of work. I found myself in-house in my first GC role at a company called Savills, with responsibility across Australia and New Zealand for that business. That's a firm in the property services sector. Spent somewhere between 4 and 5 years there, and moved on to another general counsel role at Hyundai Motor Company. And again, spent between 4 and 5 years there as, being the sole legal function in the business.
So obviously you got quite a bit of experience. You probably could have stayed in big corporations if you wanted to. So what was it that made you decide to go solo?
For me, there are a number of different reasons why I chose to do that. I think partly it was time for a change, and I felt like it would be interesting to do something a little bit different. For me, I felt like there was an opportunity to provide this sort of a service. I think when I was an in-house lawyer, it would have been great to have somebody that I could call in on an ongoing regular basis, who had a really good deep understanding of the business and could help ease workload with minimal supervision and provide, basically do what I'm doing, but be another pair of hands. And as I say, I felt like there was an opportunity in that space, and thought that, well, okay, why not do that as a sole practitioner, so to speak, strictly speaking, but really as an in-house lawyer. I guess I'm a sole practitioner, as I say, strictly speaking, but I still see myself as an in-house lawyer, just performing work in a slightly different way.
Yeah, definitely. And for yourself, what kind of benefits does it give you? Does it give you more flexibility? Are you more able to choose the work that you want? Is that a benefit of sole practice?
Certainly, yes, in terms of flexibility, there have been some benefits along those lines. Not so sure about choice of work. The sort of work that I've been performing has very much been driven by what's been required within the client companies that I've worked with. But having said that, the work that I've been doing some fantastic work over the last 10 months that I've really enjoyed. Good bit of variety, working with some great people who I really admire and respect. And it's a different way of doing things. But again, very much similar to what I've done over, say, the last 8 or 10 years as an in-house lawyer. It's just the type of engagement with the company is a bit different to being an employee.
Are there any big challenges that you've come up against?
Touch wood, so far, not really.
Not really? The standard, I guess, challenges with setting up any business?
I guess the unknowns, certainly going into practice on your own, there's that element of the unknown, what's ahead of you. And certainly you learn things along the way. Like anything in life, I guess there's lessons to be learned on the way, and you learn from those lessons and you move on. But so far, so good. It's been a really enjoyable experience. I'm really enjoying the day-to-day, and, I don't have any complaints at all.
Excellent.
It's been good.
Well, hope it stays that way.
Thank you.
One thing I did notice as I was doing my research was your website. It seems like you put in quite a bit of work into that to make it quite visually appealing and easy to use. Do you find that that's very important as a sole practitioner, perhaps more than it was when you were in-house?
Yeah, look, I think with any business today, it's important to have a good online presence. And so when setting up my practice, certainly I went in with that view and thought, well, look, it's important to have a good website. I think as a sole practitioner, it's important that your website is an authentic reflection of you. And I went into the building of my website very much with that view and also with a goal to try and keep it simple.
Excellent. Do you find that that's the main way clients come to you is through the website?
So far in the 10 months that I've been in practice, it's been a bit of a mixed bag. Certainly some referrals from some great colleagues and some work from within the network and also some work from the website as well. So, and that's probably like anybody else in practice from a few different sources.
Is there a lot of competition in this sort of external in-house space? Are there many other lawyers that do what you do?
There may be. It's not something that I'm aware or conscious of day to day. And it's probably not something that I looked into too deeply before starting. I really just set something up that I thought or that I felt might address a bit of a need in the market, that there was a bit of an opportunity there. And I've made some tweaks along the way. But in terms of whether there are others out there, look, I fully expect that there are. They might not be calling themselves external in-house counsel as I do. That's what I think is an appropriate description of what I do. I'm sure there are others.
Yeah, I know there's a couple of groups. There's one called Bespoke, I think, that offers a similar kind of service with a few lawyers there. Do you think we're going to see more in-house counsel setting up on their own or in a kind of external practice?
I think it's completely possible. It may not be for everyone. Running a business is very different to being an employee. But certainly, I think the ability to do so with the technology that's available today and the ability to, open a practice fairly easily at reasonably low cost just allows maybe a wider variety of choices to lawyers today. I think, as I mentioned, it's a great time to be a sole practitioner. And I think as a result of that, there's all sorts of inventive ways that people are beginning to look at how to practice.
Yeah, definitely. I guess it applies to lawyers of all types, not just in-house counsel.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, technology is a great enabler for people to set up on their own and work remotely and all that kind of thing. Are there any particular technologies that help you in your practice?
Really, having a cloud-based practice management system for me is terrific. And that means that I can essentially run a paperless practice in terms of my practice. And it means that I can really work from anywhere. The majority of work that I do with clients is really from their offices. I become part of the legal team. But my office, my practice resides within my laptop and I can take that anywhere.
Yeah, fantastic.
And that's awesome. That's a great way to be able to work.
You're a traveling lawyer.
In a way, yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Nigel. It's been great to hear a bit more about your practice and I hope it goes really well for you.
Thanks, Tom. Much appreciated.
And to our listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Lawyers Weekly Show. If you'd like to get in touch, you can drop us a line at editor@lawyersweekly.com.au and you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. You can visit our website, lawyersweekly.com.au, for all the latest legal news and analysis. That's all from us. See you next time. We'll